K99.1 FM, 7:30, second date update.
All right, listen up.
Hi, this is Bill. Thanks for taking the call.
What's up, Bill?
I just really need your guys' help.
Bill needs help.
Bill's determined.
He said, help me.
What's wrong, Bill?
Yeah, I am. I am determined. I'll tell you, it is almost embarrassing, but I think it'll be all right. I went on a pretty good date, a new woman. I had never met her before. I really liked her, guys. I had a really good time. Okay, I will say this: we went out and we ended up having a little bit of fun, and we got a little too drunk.
Yeah, that's good.
Is that possible?
I'll just say she got sick. Okay, she got sick. She did. She did throw up at the bar.
Aww.
At the bar?
And you know, her friends, I guess she had, you know, she called some friends and they had come. And so they came in and kind of rescued her. But I'll tell you what, man, I don't mind. You know, I mean, those things happen. We had a really good time. I really kind of liked her. But here's the thing. I think she was embarrassed or weirded out or something. And now she won't call me. She won't take any of my calls. Like, I've been calling her. I've called her a few times and she won't answer. So I don't know. I just need your help, guys. How do I fix it?
We're actually good at getting people on the line most of the time.
Well, we can get hold of them.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. And find out maybe if she was embarrassed about throwing up or something like that. We can find
that
out what's going on. I know, right?
Okay.
So,
okay.
Hold on. What's her name? Did you say her name? I don't know.
No, I didn't. Her name is Sally.
All right, man. Well, hold on just a second. We're going to call Sally. We'll get her number and we'll give her a buzz, find out what's going on.
All right.
It's the K99.1 FM, 7:30, second date update.
What's happening?
Bill, you guys had a great time and she just got kind of sick. Was she acting like a drunk girl?
No, I mean, a little bit, but so was I. I mean, we were just, like a drunk guy. We were just, we were having a good time.
You were mutually drunk.
Talking and talking and you're getting to know each other. You don't really pay attention to how much you drink.
Right, exactly.
Yeah.
At the end there, she just got a little, awkward. And I think maybe it was because she had a bit too much to drink. But I mean, I don't hold that against anybody.
All right,
especially,
Bill,
you know,
hold on. Hold on. The phone's ringing, so be real quiet, okay?
All right.
Hello.
Hi, is this Sally?
Yes.
Hi, Sally. It's Nancy and Fry Guy from K99.1 FM, the radio station.
Hi. Did I win something?
Maybe.
We get that a lot, actually.
Yeah,
we get that question
maybe.
A lot.
Maybe.
Okay. What's going on?
Well, Sally, do you have a couple minutes that we can borrow your time? We'd like to talk to you for a second.
Okay.
All right. Well, here's the deal. We're calling you because somebody called us asking for some help. We understand that you went out and had a few drinks with somebody who gave us a ring. His name was Bill.
So that mean you know him or you don't know him?
Or do you remember?
I do remember Bill. Do we have to really talk about this?
He really liked you, and you know what? And he wants to see you again. So that's kind of what we do on this second date thing. Is
we try
and
hook people back up, you know?
Because maybe there was a misunderstanding or something. And was it bad?
Did he tell you what happened?
He said you got sick.
Yeah, and he thought maybe you might just be embarrassed about getting sick.
Yeah.
He didn't think it was that big a deal.
Yeah, he was okay with it.
Well, really, I did get sick. Okay, but It wasn't the beer? No. Okay. This is embarrassing, but...
Hey, he called,
yeah,
so...
He just wants to know. Exactly.
Yeah.
His hair. He's very hairy. Very, very hairy. And so that just, like, grossed me out.
Why?
Like, what was hairy?
And I threw up. Like, he's hairy. Front, back, arms, knuckles, hairy. It's not attractive at all. And I got sick. I'm sorry to say, it's not something that I can do. If he was like clean shaven, I would be open to something or however, but it really grossed me out.
How hairy was he?
I'm saying hairy like he could be an extra in Teen Wolf. Remember that movie way back in the day?
Oh, nice.
Oh, no. Right. So that made you sick?
It was just, oh my gosh.
What, were you like rubbing it or something? Rubbing your hands through it?
No, and then whenever it did touch me, I just don't want to think about it anymore.
So you have a hair phobia?
I do. I do. He was like a gorilla almost.
Oh,
and I just,
no!
Just to think about like kissing somebody or to touch it and then like that hair gets in your mouth. I don't want to think about it.
Just think about kissing his hairy neck. Yeah.
Was it like sticking out the top of his shirt?
Yeah. So that's the back also. please.
Well, at least you didn't say anything to him, right?
You just threw up all over him.
No, I just threw up. Well, I wish you would have told me that before, you know?
Well, hey, look who it is.
I mean, I wish that you would have said something about that while we were there instead of just keeping apparently all this crazy.
Wait. Y'all didn't say he was on the phone?
Yeah, that's how it works.
Yeah, he's been listening.
Oh, man. You throw up because of somebody's body hair?
Bill, I'm sorry. It's just who I am. I did not want you to find out. Like, I thought I was just telling.
I'm sorry. I really am not appreciative of this.
You
know that sounds certifiable, right?
Excuse me?
You sound crazy. Oh, man.
I sound crazy. I'm sorry. Maybe if you, like, invested in, like, an epilady or something or another, or go to a wax place.
Oh, you want me to invest in
that? Maybe we can talk about some things or whatever.
You want me to invest in that? I can't believe this.
No, he can do ideal image.
Nancy can get you hooked up.
I'm sorry. There are plenty of nail salons around here who would gladly do a waxing. I go get a waxing.
JJ
is nice and shaven down there.
Hold on.
We are going crazy here.
The whole point of this is that we try and hook you guys up to go on a second date, but
this isn't sounding real good.
Yeah, not so good. So
we'll just bluntly do this. Sally, would you be interested in going on a second date with Bill if we provide the limo and something to eat and give you something to do?
And a waxing?
I mean, that could be a date.
Bill?
No. I don't want it.
Well, go on then.
He sounds like his feelings are hurt.
It does. You know, he just flat out said no.
He can't help it.
That's fine. He can go get it braided then.
Oh, man. You know, I have a better time eating nothing alone in the dark. Thank you.
There you go.
Perfectly. It'll be you and your hairy back, chest, knuckles, arms. Like feet.
I'm just going to say, Bill, I don't think you should go.
Terrible woman.
Terrible woman.
No, you're terrible for setting me up like this. So therefore, you're getting the wrath.
Oh, exactly. I just had him call you because I thought maybe you were embarrassed about throwing up all over me in the bar.
No, I was just embarrassed for your looks and your back. Anyway, I am done. Okay. Have a great day. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Okay. Bill, I think you're better off, really.
Yeah, I do, too.
I feel better off. I got to tell you, you guys, that is not what I expected. That was...
Us either.
Yeah.
It makes me feel terrible a little bit, but at the same time, I mean, that's crazy, right?
Yeah.
Don't be, man. That's just you.
You can't help it.
And I got to tell you, just nobody can see me. I'm not like Teen Wolf, exactly. All right? You know, I admit, I've got some man growth on me, but I keep it all under my shirt, you know?
Right.
I'm not just out there in the world like that.
Hey, you know, you embrace that Magnum PI look you got going on.
You like
okay?
that kind of stuff,
I
man.
Do.
See,
I
there
like
you go.
Is.
Well, thank you.
You rock it, Bill. Sorry it didn't work out.
I've got plenty of free time this week if you want to get some dinners.
Oopsie.
We'll discuss this off the air, okay?
Thank you.